Slowly and surely, it creeps up on you. The financial assassin, capable of killing everything you love and currently hold so dear. But who is this assassin? Is it your local banker? Is it a black hat hacker who stole your information while you were at Target or Home Depot? No, it is the secondary derivatives market. He got your parents in 2008, and he got your uncle's home in 2011, and now in November, he is coming for you. But this time, you have a heads up. You'll be able to defend yourself. This week, aside from the news I'm bringing you about the derivatives market, we saw 25 banks fail a European EU stress test. Putin unloaded with a magazine's worth of warnings about the US and our reserve currency status. And China has launched a new world rival bank. The financial news I bring you may not always be in your face, but I am Fox 519, and I am committed to bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Sunday, October 26th, and this is a special edition of Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. Welcome back. Eye on the Economy is brought to you this week by the PrepperRecon.com store. Stop by the PrepperRecon.com supply store for a great selection of Molly compression packs, hydration kits, and concealed carry tactical slings. Packs and slings are available in several tacti-cool colors and camo patterns with your choice of patch to let liberals know how you feel. Choose from the ever-popular Moulin LaBey come-and-take-it patch, the sheepdog patch, or matching U.S. flag patches. Also check out the great selection of Molly-compatible individual first aid kits, which feature an IBD chest seal, quick clot, NPA tourniquet, an EMT shears, and tons of extras. Go to the PrepperRecon.com store and click on the store tab at the top of the homepage. And now, on to the news. As I said, you have an assassin coming for you, and you probably didn't even know it. But now we have named him. He is called Derivative. Derivative is slippery. No one knows much about him except for the rich and powerful who use them to serve their purposes. So my listeners, who is Derivative? He is a contract between two or more parties whose value is based upon an agreed upon underlying financial asset, index, or security. Common underlying instruments can include, for derivative, bonds, commodities, currencies, interest rates, market indexes, and stocks. He is a futures contract, a forward contract, an option, or a swap, or even a warrant that are all common derivatives. As a futures contract, he is a derivative because he is simply the value that is affected by the performance of an underlying contract. Similarly, he can change shape to become a stock option. But he is a derivative because the value is derived from that of the underlying stock. Derivative is used for speculating and hedging purposes. Speculators seek profit from changing prices in the underlying asset, index, or security. For example, a trader may employ derivative to attempt to profit from an anticipated drop in an index stock price or by selling or, quote, going short to the related futures contract. Derivative is used as a hedge to allow risks associated with an underlying asset's price to be transferred between the parties involved in the said contract. Derivative is deadly, and November 15th, he will strike again. Why am I telling you this, and how does it matter to you? I can almost guarantee that you think none of your assets are tied up and could be assassinated with derivative. Guess again. Do you have a 401k that is tied up in an asset pool that involves securities? You're a potential victim. Do you have a fund that's based in bonds? Again, you could be a victim. Do you own any stock options that will increase in value? Again, derivative can get you. No one is spared from the assassin that is known as derivative. In 2008, derivative killed the secondary market to the tune of $50 trillion. At that time, the derivatives market sat around $600 trillion. When the runoff happened, what was it that stopped the economy from collapsing? Well, the anti-hero stepped in, the Fed. They printed their way out of it and pumped and filled the hole with $15 trillion new dollars that they had created and temporarily stopped the bleeding. Then he struck again in 2011 and dropped another $30 trillion out of the secondary market. And again, the Fed stepped up, printed $8 trillion in the market, and shoved that in the hole. $23 trillion. Amazing, huh? So, did you hear about these two deaths? No, you didn't? Well, actually you did, but you saw the decline of the Dow Jones as it fell and corrected itself and tried to recover from its wounds. What we all saw was the front end that derivative wanted you to see. The drop of $50 trillion and then the drop of $30 trillion were just blips on the radar
for what he's got planned now. The derivative market is well over $600 trillion again, and on November 15th, the Bank of International Settlements is going to announce their valuation rating of the quote, nominal contracts that are held in the secondary market in derivatives. From a historical perspective, everyone, this could mean huge ramifications. If the valuation isn't a positive outlook, it could quite possibly mean a bigger drop than the 2008 and 2011 drop together. Derivative could claim another financial life, and it could be yours. Your money's in your retirement, your bonds, your stocks, your security, all gone in a matter of moments. Their life could be taken by the financial assassin that is derivative. So, now that you know his name, how are you going to fight back? How will you protect yourself? Well, this is how you're going to do it. Get out of the system. Get away from the danger. Hold hard assets. I've said it before. Gold, silver, lead, and tin, and finally dirt, are the ways to do it. Separate yourself from the system, everyone. Do not allow derivative to kill your future. In other world news tonight, China and India are backing a 21-country, 100 billion Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank to challenge the World Bank and the Asian Development Bank. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed with the 21 Asian countries in Beijing Friday. Australia, Indonesia, and South Korea were absent following the hidden pressures from Washington. The Development Bank was proposed a year ago by Chinese President Xi Jinping and is to offer finance for infrastructure projects in underdeveloped Asian countries. The bank would be headquartered in Beijing, and the former chairman of the China International Capital Corp Investment Bank, Jim Li Quin, is expected to take the leading role. The bank will initially be capitalized with $50 billion, most of it contributed by China. The country is also planning to increase its authorized capital expenditures to $100 billion. With that amount, the AIIB would be two-thirds the size of the $175 billion Asian Development Bank. India is going to be the second largest shareholder of the new bank, though Kuwait, Qatar, Mongolia, Kazakhstan, Pakistan, Nepal, Oman, and all the countries of the Association of Southeast Asia, except Indonesia, are all expected to be involved. Australia, Indonesia, and South Korea did not participate in the talks following the U.S. claims about concerns to this rival Western-denominated bank of multilateral lenders. Japan, China's main rival in Asia, which dominates the Asian Development Bank, along with the United States, did not attend and had not been expected to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, this new rival bank just goes to show you that the U.S. is being backed into a corner again on the world financial front. China has cut off our legs with their gold purchases. Next, they went for the hands with the launch of the Shanghai Gold Exchange. And now they just went for our arms with the launch of this development bank. My assessment is that China will back their $50 billion and $100 billion in their contribution with gold. Then other nations who choose to invest in it will know that this new bank has true liquidity and will flock to it knowing that they could cash out their investments and get physical gold being delivered to them at any time. This could put a huge dent in our debt sales of bonds worldwide. Why would anyone buy debt if they can never cash out and get their monies back? This is a brilliant strategy by China, and it could be one of the linchpins finally in our coffin. Finally tonight, I want to take this third portion of Eye in the Economy to talk about timing. I've had an overwhelming amount of emails lately that are asking me about the timing of economic events and when I feel the economy could take a turn for the worst. Here's my answer. I just can't give you an answer. I can't put my finger on the date and the time that it will all take place because I can't see the future. Only our Heavenly Father can see that. But this is what I will tell you. There is a convergence coming very soon, and here is how I know. We have leadership in this country that is more content to lie to its own people about a destructive virus and geopolitical events. We have had electronic theft of debit and credit card information increasing exponentially. We have Europe on a path for economic depression and possibly collapse, and now the failure of 25 banks under an economic stress test possibly proved that. Russia has moved nukes to Crimea. Their increased military actions along the border are only going to spark more and more retaliation. China has more gold than anyone on the planet, is working to eliminate the dollar as the reserve currency. ISIS has crossed our borders and now has access to sarin gas. And now finally, our financial markets are about to take a pounding in the coming months with a potential derivatives crash. I just have a major gut feeling that all these things are going to hit at the exact same time, within days of each other to be exact. Ebola will go rampant. The economy will collapse. China will back their currency in gold. Russia will launch a war to re-seize the territory of the former USSR. And finally, ISIS will decide to hit us while we are on our knees. Yes, that's a worst-case scenario, but it's possibly true. But this leads me to my advice for all of you this week, and it is disturbing. Here it is. You may have to shoot your friends. Whoa, Fox, where did that come from? Well, everyone, here's where it comes from. Glenn Tate of the 299-Day series published an article and has been reposted over and over again the past 24 hours, and it is excellent and hits this point on the head. The article talks about how people just assume that you will allow them to show up at your place when the stuff hits the fan and just take advantage of what you've prepared for. No, your friends don't get to just show up. Yes, you will need to make sure that you are interacting with the community and take care of those who need it. But if your friends are too busy being normal, spending money on frivolous things, vacations, TVs, other stuff that has nothing to do with preparing their family for the future, wish them well. Love them for who they are, but when it comes down to it and they show up and they have nothing to offer, that's a liability to your family and to your team. You cannot take that liability onto your personal balance sheet. It'll be too late. And should they attempt to take things by force, well, you'll have to make that choice to do what you can to protect yours and your family and your group. You're spot on, Glenn. If people are too busy watching football, spending money on things that don't last, and the latest iPhone to ignore the imminent signs of the approaching collapse, that's on their heads. It's a tough choice to make, everyone, but it will have to be made. I pray that you will use the wisdom you have when you have to make it at that point. Well, thank you again for listening for the special edition of Eye on the Economy and for Radio Free Readout. And Eye on the Economy, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
In American Reset, the final chapter of the economic collapse chronicles, the ultimate contest between liberty and tyranny reaches the apex. The Bear family and their neighbors learn the true value of community as they rely on each other to survive the war and the effects of the financial meltdown. Will the collapse bring an oppressive regime that enslaves the American people, or will the patriots prevail and guide the country back to a place of freedom, peace, and prosperity? Get your copy of American Reset in Kindle, paperback, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.